I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Russian President Vladimir Putin dissolved his government and named a new prime minister. Little-known Viktor Zubkov controlling the elections in March may be the motive. It may also mean continued difficulty for evangelical Christians. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says that's why time is now to train young Christian leaders.
To help them to develop the level of commitment and passion for ministry that despite of any changes in the Russian political landscape, they will continue reaching the Russian society for Christ.
$350 pays for training. Go to our website. Next, Indonesia was on tsunami alert after yesterday's magnitude 8.2 earthquake and aftershocks that hit the West Coast. Food for the Hungry is one of the many partners working there. An assessment yesterday indicated their offices hadn't been affected. However, other buildings were damaged. It shook Jakarta nearly 400 miles away from the epicenter. The quake was the second largest since the tsunami of 2004. Pray for those affected and for wisdom as Food for the Hungry organizes a response. And it's taken over a year, but two workers with Wycliffe Bible Translators will be traveling on their bikes across the United States in support of Bible translation. Ed Spires and Doug Haig will pedal from Los Angeles to Lynchburg, Virginia, beginning September 19th. Haig says it's being done to raise money and awareness of the need for Bible translation.
Only 6% of the world's languages have the whole Bible. Only 2,000 of the world's languages, approximately, have the New Testament, a book, or at least a portion of Scripture. Roughly 2,300 languages do not have a single verse of Scripture.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also do so safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.